Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman and the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online, it's the Federal Member for Clare, Andrew G. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Great to be back on Triple M, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, let's talk about what's been happening. It's been a fairly lengthy holiday break for me particularly, but back to it now. And there's roadworks that have been forging ahead.
Hey, we've got roadworks everywhere. So Newbridge Road, just outside of Blaney, with hundreds of thousands of dollars of federal government money. That has now been completed. We've cut the ribbon on it. So it looks terrific. Blaney Council's done a great job and just terrific to be part of that. That's fully funded by the federal government. We've got Carcor Street in Blaney, stage two underway. So this is joint state federal money, millions of dollars there going into that upgrade. So what they're doing there at the moment is digging up the drainage and installing new stormwater drainage and curb and guttering. So they're on to stage two. Stage one, which is, you'd call it the top end, that will be finished in March. The whole job will be finished by September. We've also got $4.5 million of state and federal money for the Midwestern Highway. So that's south of Blaney Golf Club and around the Bathampton area. So there's quite a few kilometres of roadworks going on at Bathampton. And $4.5 million joint state federal funding. So great to see that work going on. We've got work out on Tarana Road at Stony Creek Bridge. That is joint Bathurst Council money and federal money. So $1 million, $500,000 each, a new bridge. The wide answer into that, Bobby Burke was... We were out there with him the other day and he was literally helping them demolish it. He was saying, oh, look, the white ants are into this, and was pulling bits of wood off it. So that job is going to start soon. Carwood Road, which formed part of the original Cox's Creek Road out near O'Connell. So Lieutenant Cox built that road from Emu Plains to Bathurst in 6 months using 30 convicts. We're still trying to get it all paved. what we're doing is we've given... Oberon Council some money, a few $100,000 to seal new sections of that and do the stormwater drainage. Dacres Oval out at Blaney, now $77,000 to get the white picket fence around Dacres Oval. Before it was just a paddock, so this is just on the outskirts of Blaney. Now, previously when the cricketers were using it, you'd hit it to the boundary. It would either go into the trees or into the blubula, no fence.
Mm.
But it looks a picture now. It's one of the prettiest grounds around, so if you ever get the chance to play there or just go there and have a picnic there or something, it's a beautiful cricket ground. The cricketers love it. They're over the moon. So some terrific work going on there. Now, that was with Drought Communities money, $77,000. And then continuing our tour de force on roads and other such infrastructure, Neil, we've got Gardner Road and Cecil Road in Orange. We've got just over a couple of $100,000 there of joint state and federal money just to put in a raised traffic calming, I guess you'd call it a platform. They look pretty good, actually. It's better than just putting speed humps in.
It's a very busy intersection, that one there. And I guess because it's right in the middle, you've got the shops there on the corner, you've got a lot of houses and kids about. The traffic needs to be controlled better than what was there, which was that massive speed hump or two.
Yeah, and the cyclists, and, you know, there are a lot of people using it, and some larger vehicles run through there too. We've also got new lighting at Glenroy Oval and a number of other parks around Orange, including Elephant Park. It's all part of the federal government Safer Communities program. So about $345,000 went to lighting. So if you go, for example, to the community center at Glenroy Oval, you'll see new pathways there, and it's all solar lit now. So, and it's motion sensed. So it's very good quality lighting and very energy efficient. But that's at a whole host of parks around Orange now. Margaret Stevenson, Elephant Park, for example. So that was the $345,000 for the lighting, and the rest of it, the balance of the $470,000 went to CCTV. So there's now CCTV at, for example, Mulder Park, which takes in the skate parks.
Okay, all right. Now, look, on a more sombre note, last Thursday you attended the funeral at Lithgow of Senior Constable Kelly Foster, who was... a real model Australian.
She was, in many ways. She was all Australian, you know. She was just such a warm and generous person, outdoors person, loved the beach, grew up in a loving family, beach holidays, good at school, started life as a teacher. So she's a very caring person, and then went into the police force. And, yeah, it was just, I don't know, it's very hard at those funerals. I think the saddest funerals are those for people that have just taken from us too early and too soon. And what she did was just such an extraordinary act of heroism. So she was canyoning, and there was a canyoning group that goes out. There was a, people are calling it a whirlpool. I would just say it was a sinkhole, because I've seen the photos. It doesn't look like a whirlpool that's swirling around. It just looks like water which was disturbed, and one of the canyoners was going past that little section of water but fell off the lilo, got sucked down, was going down, and there were a number of people there, and Kelly, obviously instinct and her natural compassion kicked in, and she tried to save another who was drowning that she would not have known very well, but she was prepared to lay down her life for another, and that's what she did. And the results were absolutely tragic, and it's just such a sad, day for the region and the country. And it was a funeral with full police honours. She was decorated for her valour by the police commissioner, but it's that just devastating blow. And we don't have enough Australians like Kelly, and it was just such a sad day and a sad time for our region to think that we've lost someone like that, who was, I think, a truly great police officer and a truly great Australian. And it was just so sad. So our condolences go out to her friends, family and colleagues. I was at the Lithgow Police Station a few days ago, just dropping in to talk to them. They've obviously been devastated by this whole tragic episode as well. And I just can't extend enough sympathy to her friends and family over that tragic incident.
Indeed, indeed. I'm with the Federal Member for Clare, Andrew G. Andrew, thank you for your time. Thanks for kickstarting 2021 with us this morning, mate, and we'll catch you again on the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, mate.